This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with the latest on a developing story. Police in Joliet, Illinois, confirmed to CBS News that they believe the man who shot and killed a total of 8 people in 3 locations since Sunday shot and killed himself after a confrontation with police southwest of San Antonio, Texas. Joliet Police Chief Bill Evans says police don't have a motive for the killings, but he says the shooter knew his victims.
We have 7 here at this scene. We have another at the Will County scene.
Laura Bain lives 4 houses away from one of those shooting scenes.
It's frightening that this is so close to home. I literally live like probably 4 houses down.
Voters in New Hampshire have a decision to make.
Jim of Hanover, New Hampshire says his vote for Nikki Haley is all about policy.
We need a candidate, a president who is policy focused. Policy focused means doing the work of finding a way to get bills passed that address major national issues. Debt, health care costs, inflation, the border.
Augusta is all in for Donald Trump.
There are a lot of people that are purely anti-Trump, and I understand that. But I think they don't see the real Trump. And I think they don't see what he accomplished. I mean, one of the major things, I think, was the economy.
Matt Piper, CBS News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Not too long ago, California was in a drought. Now it's dealing with too much rain, says CBS's Elise Preston.
All of California has seen significant rainfall over the last few days, but San Diego, which is about 100 miles south of here, really bore the brunt of this storm. There are so many emergency calls, drivers are being warned to stay off the roads.
An execution is scheduled in Alabama Thursday that would be the first to use nitrogen gas. Deborah Denno is a law professor at Fordham University and an expert in execution methods.
We are the most punitive Western country, and that includes implementing the death penalty.
While the number of children younger than 6 ingesting liquid laundry detergent packets has dropped in recent years, there's actually been an increase in such incidents involving older children, teens, and even adults, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
According to a new study from Nationwide Children's Hospital and the Central Ohio Poison Center, there were 9 deaths associated with the ingestion of laundry detergent packets. All 9 fatalities involved adults, 7 of whom were more than 70 years old.
A pro-Palestinian protester threw anti-war pamphlets onto a tennis court at the Australian Open, briefly disrupting play. 2 spectators held the protester until security arrived. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hospital Sisters Health System announced Monday that they are closing 2 hospitals in western Wisconsin. The Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls will both close by the end of April. They say the closures are due to prolonged operational and financial stress placed on the hospitals that began with COVID. Vice President Kamala Harris was in suburban Waukesha County Monday while the legal battle over reproductive rights in Wisconsin wages on.
In a state whose motto is forward, these extremists are trying to take us backward. But we're not having that.
State lawmakers took testimony Monday on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Pistons again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Detroit Pistons again at Little Caesars Arena. That's the same place where the hockey team, the Red Wings, play. Part of a doubleheader in Detroit. Milwaukee won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. Cleveland beat the Bucks at their place by 40 points, 135-95. Giannis sat that one out with a bruised right shoulder. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers after losing to the 49ers Saturday night, 24-21. Jordan Love asked about the things he learned in his first year as the starting quarterback?
There's so many things. I think just understanding how small the margin for error is in this league, especially in critical games like this when you win in advance, you lose, you go home, just how important every play is and just how locked in you got to be, and then, you know, how critical situations are at the end of the game to go win it, just how dialed in you got to be, take advantage of those games and win.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the overnight, lows in the middle 20s, light winds. On Tuesday, clouds in lower 30s. On Wednesday, we will have a chance of some showers in the afternoon. Cloudy skies, highs will reach the middle 30s in the late day. It's 30 at our studios.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Monday edition. Dom, the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and we welcome the vice president to Waukesha. So we're in the Shaw, baby. WAUK 540 AM 101.1 Kakaw, the Shaw.
Crudy, well done today. Go on doing the hard work. Nate, cutting up some sound. Thank you, sir. Of course, our fair audience. Happy, happy Monday to us all. Well done, Crudy. On the road, man. Doing it how we do it.
You know, I'm a little depressed to tell you there is more breaking news. Another presidential visit to the state of Wisconsin. President Joe Biden coming to Superior on Thursday.
That's exciting. Why are you depressed? Because it's so far away.
That's a long way away, man. You know, when it's a presidential level visit to my state, our state, got to go, don't you?
I mean, yes, you should absolutely go, Curdy.
Well, as I covered the vice president today, wouldn't it be your turn?
Damn it. I'll have to check the schedule.
No promises on Thursday. But today we've got inside the room, exclusive in some cases, coverage of what happened today. And the vice president was in Big Bend, Wisconsin. And Gwen Moore, our friend.
Oh, yeah.
Called it, you know, welcome to the Milky Way. That was her joke. The Milky Way. There was also a secretary that was there on behalf of Kamala Harris that said, well, you know, welcome to Wisconsin. They tell me this is warm relative to what it's been.
Yeah, it's almost glorious outside right now.
So the VP was here today, Dom, and it brought out all the Democratic political stars, including yours truly. I was there. Yeah,
they let you in the room?
They did.
All right.
I wasn't expected. I was on the list.
All right. Unlike the Trump campaign efforts, unable to get in the room with Trump or with McStabberson, but you pulled it through with the VP visit.
Yes. Kamala Harris and her fine team allowed me, credentialed me for the big event in Big Bend. And the political stars. Here's what I mean. We had U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Does she have an opponent yet?
Not
threatened opponent.
There's no Republican announced opponent yet.
She was very good. And she seems quite unbeatable next year. I'm just throwing it out there, Dom, over and over again until you prove me wrong.
She is the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin. Yeah. We saw, of course, our friend, Representative Gwen Moore. And it was a pretty big warehouse type venue. And, you know, they created a space with curtains and then they subdivide the space with other dividers, you know, fencing and such. So some people can sit. That's the people that need to sit section. And then there's the rest that mostly have to stand. And, you know, they create some press areas.
Some risers for the press.
Well, the risers were aligned for the vice president. You want a good visual view of what the vice president has to say today. But I took the side risers because no one was on them. And I'm like, oh, I can sit down right on the front, you know? So I scoop my ass right on the front and I'm sitting there and realize I've sort of semi-obstructed the passageway. You know, people are squeezing between there and the populace section, the press and the populace. And so anyways, I sat there crisscross applesauce as often as need be, but otherwise had my knees over and, you know, allowed me close vantage point of all the big Democratic stars in the state of Wisconsin, perhaps excepting Governor Tony Evers, who I understand was in the building, but did not sit with the other dignitaries. Hmm. And who do I mean? Tammy Baldwin. Well, she also had to leave early, but she did give a speech. One more, she was in the front row. The Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez, who my understanding is a nurse in her day job, or used to be.
Yeah.
Now she's the Lieutenant Governor. Saw our friend Sarah Godlewski. She was there wearing pink today. Saw Chevy Johnson, the mayor of Milwaukee. Saw David Crowley, my kind of county executive, the county executive from Milwaukee. He's the one guy I hugged it out with today, David Crowley. And the Attorney General, Josh Call. He passed along a message. I'll be indicting everyone soon.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
Didn't really say that. I jest. That's not what the Attorney General
said. I would assume that's what you inferred that he said.
It was the look he gave me. Yeah. You know, when I squeezed his hand and just held on for a moment too long. And, you know, he just gave me that knowing look like, indictment's raining down on everyone. So nice to see the Attorney General. And I saw a few other friends, labor friends, Andy Buck.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Andy?
I do, yeah. He's
Banners and Glazers. Yep. Saw Big Tom. Tom Bennett from the Teamsters.
Oh, yeah. There. Love Tom.
And Robert Hanson from Gwen's campaign.
Yep.
He used to be a close friend. Not that he's not now, but, you know, now he's kind of in the circus. We're looking at these circus members. And it was funny because one fine young journalist sitting down for me said, Who is the blonde that you shook her hand? Who is that? I said, oh, that's our Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski. And she ran for the U.S. Senate, former treasurer of the state of Wisconsin. I said, you know, I perceive myself to be something of a lefty talk radio host. I'm not speaking for the network now.
Right, okay.
But I'm talking for me.
For Crudy, right.
I said, these are my people. And, of course, the vice president, the biggest star of all them, and, you know, she is a powerful woman. And that crowd was very diverse. And that crowd was almost entirely female.
Yeah.
Young and old of all colors.
It's almost like this is a very important topic, this 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
Well, the Dobbs ruling made the 51st anniversary less important in that, of course, here in 1849 land, where the abortion ban may or may not be under effect. You know, we're working under patchwork court rulings right now, whether or not women have reproductive abortion rights care in the state of Wisconsin. And it's certainly not all access. You got what, maybe three counties serviced?
Yeah.
I forget which speaker said, what about the other 69 counties? What service do they have? What access to?
Well, you know, Ron Johnson, jump on the car and, you know, go somewhere else.
Well, Dom, yeah. Ron Johnson put out a statement today as well. He's out there on behalf of the WIS GOP talking trash to the vice president. She shouldn't be here. She should be on the southern border.
Mm.
That was Ron's message, of course.
Of course.
And all women should be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. In Ron's world, let's not forget, he is part of the Republican. He's part of the problem in this regard. Huh?
You think?
I do think.
Yes. I didn't see or hear any comments that the senator had to say, other than perhaps the VP should be on the southern border. Did he address Dobbs or Roe v. Wade in his infinite wisdom?
His only statement I've heard is in regards to this ridiculous 14-week abortion ban that has a referendum kicker that the Republicans rolled out on Friday, you know, late in the day, and today
had a hearing today
are having a hearing.
Man, it's amazing how fast government can actually work or move if it wants to.
When you're trying to counter program the vice president coming to town and her rationale for being here. Of course, the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade and the launch of a national reproductive freedom tour that the vice president's taken all across the country. So she's here to launch in the great state of Wisconsin, because I don't know if you noticed, this is the most important electoral state in the nation, probably.
Probably. Hell yeah, it is. That's why President Joe Biden coming to Wisconsin on Thursday.
And he was just here. And the vice president's here on Tuesday, Monday. I guess it's Monday still. And Joe Biden coming on Thursday to Superior. That's over a five-hour drive from my house now. So I'm glad I saw the vice president today. First and foremost, while there's a little bit of time, we've got Tammy Baldwin. Do we not? I don't see her on the list. Oh, no, did we? Well, you know, she's on the Facebook. We could play her. But anyways, I won't do that to you. Let's play Gwen Moore, who I know is on the list. She welcomed Harris to Big Ben Play Cut 22 for Steen.
I am so grateful to the vice president for coming to the Milky Way area to make sure that she encourages all of us to continue to fight. The fight is not over, y'all.
Oh, no, the fight is certainly not over.
You know, Gwen Moore told her personal story, and she went beyond a minute. She said, normally they give you like a minute for this. I'm going to take a little longer.
You can't keep baby in a corner. Gwen's going to
talk. The incomparable Gwen Moore.
She has a lot to say.
Well, she started by talking about the fact, A, she's a mother. I forget how many children, three or four. She's like, I'm a mother of three. I'm a grandmother of three women. And I am a great grandmother of three little girls. He said, I know a little something about this topic. Gwen Moore also went on to describe her own abortion pre-Roe v. Wade. I believe it was pre-Roe v. Wade, and I don't mean to get the timeline wrong, but what Gwen Moore said is abortion was not legal in my state then, which I presume to mean pre-Roe v. Wade. And she had to fly out to New York, and she described this experience, this rich white lady network that helped her gain access to safe abortive care in New York, where she had to fly out to.
Wow.
And she basically said, is this what we've returned to? Because with the abortion ban, with the lack of clarity, we don't have coverage for all Wisconsin women. You know, it is a step backwards. And that is why the vice president was here. And that is why she is launching a national reproductive freedom tour. This is the song they played for the VP when she got elected. Don, we've got a fine guest coming up later in this show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's an OBGYN from Wisconsin who will join us from Hibbing, Minnesota. Why? Why is she not here? Well, because she has to take her job on the road if she wants to remain gainfully employed and, again, serve patients. She has found it's necessary to leave the state of Wisconsin. She's a Green Bay area
resident.
Hey,
this is progress, according to the Republicans. I mean, Gwen had to go to New York. No, you can just go to Minnesota. See? It's not as bad as it was.
Well, you don't have to go to Minnesota. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will join us in the Happier Happy Hour. We'll have more coverage of the VP in Big Bend, Wisconsin. Live from the Shaw, Crudy and Dom. Cuckoo, ka-choo. That wasn't it.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Got lots of sound to bring to you from the Vice President, her visit in Big Bend, Wisconsin today. You can always join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
That is Waukesha County, so you're technically
close. Right down.
Also, I want to point out, Ron DeSantis did not punch his ticket out of Iowa. I'm taking credit for a correct call on that one as well. Put Crudy down for
he got no punching ticket
out of Iowa.
One race further than Scott Walker and spent all that money. Man, I mean, congratulations, Scott Walker. No longer the worst presidential campaign in history. It's now DeSantis, who has endorsed Donald Trump.
Dom, let's come back and savor that one a little bit later in the show. The parallels to Wink are numerous. But the vice president was in Big Bend, Wisconsin. That's Waukesha County, if you didn't know, Dom. And let's take some clips of her speech. I was there probably about 30, 40 feet from the vice president. Take the side risers. No one wants to sit by me. Kamala Harris, the vice president. Freedom. Cut one.
Freedom, I believe, is fundamental to the promise of America. Freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom of assembly, the freedom to vote. In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right. By right. And that includes the freedom to make decisions about one's own body, not the government telling you what to do.
Now, you think Republicans would really be attracted to that kind of language? They're all about the freedom. They're all about keeping the government, quote unquote, out of your business. That's what they claim to be, small government Republicans, right?
Till the abortion issue comes up or legalizing marijuana or healthcare in the expansion of Medicaid because, you know, Obama. Let's keep going. More from the vice president in Big Bend, Wisconsin. You don't have to abandon your faith. Cut two.
And let us all agree, one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government should not be telling her what to do with her body. If she chooses, she will consult her pastor, her priest, her rabbi, her imam, but not the government telling her what to do.
I love the VP today. Did I mention she's a very powerful woman and a very powerful speaker? And I think this crowd that was overwhelmingly female, they were loving some VP. Let's keep going. Healthcare, cut three.
We know that the majority of women who have abortions are mothers. If they live in a state with an abortion ban and they need to travel to receive care, God help her. If she does not have paid leave or affordable child care, God help them. If they don't have the savings to buy a bus, a train or a plane ticket, or to book a hotel room. And while these extremists say they are motivated by the health and well-being of women and children, in reality, they ignore the crisis of maternal mortality. The top 10 states with the highest rates of maternal mortality all have abortion bans.
Mm.
more from the vice president. Are we at four now? Yes. Are we up to four? Let's keep going, please. Cut number four, Vice President Harris.
And let us be clear about what they're up to. These extremists want to roll back the clock to a time before women were treated as full citizens. Wisconsin to the 1800s. Just look at what happened here in this beautiful state of Wisconsin. After Roe was dismantled, extremists evoked a law from 1849 to stop abortion in this state. 1849. Before women could vote, before women could hold elected office, before many women could even own property, in a state whose motto is forward, these extremists are trying to take us backward. But we're not having that.
Or as some of those extremists, as the VP describes, perhaps they would have called them the good old days.
More from Vice President Kamala Harris. Cut number five, please.
Thankfully, late last year, a judge declared that this 1849 law did not apply to abortion, and some clinics in Wisconsin have since reopened. But that does not undo, or heal the incredible pain that women like Megan have endured.
And women are suffering, according to the vice president. Keep it going. Kamala Harris.
Six.
Today, an untold number of women are silently suffering. Women who are being subjected to profound judgment. Women who are being made to feel as though they did something wrong, as though they should be embarrassed, being made to feel as though they are alone. And to those women, I say, we see you and we are listening and we see your incredible strength and we are here with you.
And the question I have, who does the vice president hold responsible? Name names, Kamala. Cut seven.
And so as we face this crisis, as we are clear-eyed about the harm, let us also